Good seeing you this morning. Helping God.
Had a good campfire meeting last night. It was cold, but it was good. Amen. First time I preached around the fire. Amen. I need a fire. Praise God. Amen. Had a good little meeting there. Appreciate that. Thank God for it. I want you to look in Matthew 24 this morning. Matthew 24, I want to preach on a subject that Jesus spoke about a lot in the Scripture. And Matthew 24 is an interesting chapter, I'll say that. And if you've studied the Bible any, there's been a lot of commentaries about it, a lot of thoughts on it. You say, preacher, I'm going to tell you I don't know everything. And God probably ain't going to never let nobody know everything. Amen. There's some things you'll not know. And that's right. You'll have to get there. And there's nothing wrong with seeking the will of God and the truth of God. But there are some things in time, amen, that's revealed. And there's some things that you don't know. Jesus even said, you know not. And then he said over there, it's not for you to know the times, amen, and the seasons. Thank God, he said, but ye shall receive power. I preached on that last night. That was the last word Jesus spake before he ascended up into heaven. I'm looking at Matthew 24. I'll start reading. God being my helper, in verse 35, the Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of the day and the hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. You've got to get in mind the days of Noah here, and what was transpiring in his days. He said, this the way it'll be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. They just continued as business as usual. Thank God, till the rain came. They did not have no change over this man of God preaching to them and telling them about what was going to transpire. Listen, I don't know what all Noah preached. I just know he said he was a preacher of righteousness. I don't know what his message was, but righteousness. Amen. And righteousness. And listen, they wasn't living right. Amen. The Spirit wouldn't strive always with them for 120 years, it said. He said, my Spirit should not always strive with man. The word strive means contend with mankind. And brethren, that's the way it is. God just works in periods of time in people's life. That's God's business and the individual he's speaking to. As Brother Joe said this morning, there was an appointed time that God sent the gospel that's your way. He said in verse 20, chapter 29 and 1 of Proverbs, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That means there's no cure for somebody to continue to stiff and harden their neck to the gospel truth. Amen. Notice what he said here. He said, and knew not until the flood came. They didn't even know until the flood came. Thank God right here in the book. And he said, and took them all away, and so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He said, there's coming a day. Amen. That them this, and listen. Thank God. He said here in verse number 40, and two shall, and there shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. That means that the one taken is taken in judgment. That's what he said about Noah. Them that were taken in the judgment. That's right. Noah was left on the ark with his family, but they was taken in judgment. There'll be a day. Thank God that they'll be taken in judgment. Amen. Notice this. But what two women shall grind in the mill, the one shall be taken in judgment, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. The message is this. No man knows when he's coming. There's been a lot of predictions, but there's nobody knows. Friend, don't listen to nobody. It tells you they know when the Lord's coming. The Bible said that when he comes, he will not tarry. But he is a coming. Amen. Listen,
That's the message. Even in the book of Peter, they said, where's the promise of his coming? The Lord's not slack concerning that promise. Amen. Why hadn't the Lord come? Because he's not willing any should perish. But all come to repentance. There's a work of God to be done. Amen. Somebody said, well, it looks near. Well, thank God. I tell you this. Somebody in the generation before us probably said it looked near. I don't know when he's coming. I do know that there are things that's being fulfilled in the scriptures. But brethren, listen. Thank God they thought he was coming in the day of Paul. He said, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be with the Lord. And so Paul said, even then, praise God, that it looked like to me that he thought and that we looked for that. Listen, one thing Jesus wants us to do, amen, is be ready. Amen. That's the only instruction I can give you this morning. I cannot tell you when he's coming. I'm not one of them date setters. And brethren, listen, he said be ready. Notice this here in verse, thank God, 42. Brother, watch therefore, for you know not what hour the Lord cometh. But know this, that if the good men of the house knew what known and what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour or time, amen, as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And so I'm preaching this morning, I ain't got a little while on being ready. Amen. I'm telling you, brethren, listen. Amen. Most people's not ready today. We live our lives like he never will come. We live without a mindset of his coming. We go about our daily business, and Paul said, there was even a crowd that looked for them that looked for his appearing. Not for me only, but for them that looked for his appearing. Amen. Listen. Thank God we see these things transpiring in our day. He said they'll be eating and drinking. Amen. And I don't know what all that means, but I do know it means that man's eating and feasting and living the way they want to without ever acknowledging God himself. Amen. People, listen. I'm just being honest. People live like animals. They live like brute beasts. They live, friend, like they're not gonna give acknowledgement to God. They think they're gonna live forever, brethren. But listen, we're not in this world. Amen. There's only a span of time in your life. I don't have but so much time to live. I don't know how long I'll live. If I make it to Thanksgiving Day, I'll be 62 years old. But I don't know how long I'll be on this earth. How long is long anyhow? Methuselah lived 969 years. Amen. And he died. How long's that compared to eternity? I told the young people this morning, if I could have a week my friend comparison to eternity, I'd take one grain of sand on the sea and hold it up one grain and say, here's my temporal life here, and look at all the sand on the seashore and say, that's unnumbered days and eternity. That's how long it is. Amen. The time, how long's God been? Always has been. Never a time there wasn't God. Amen. The Godhead's always been together the whole time. Thank God there was no beginning and no ending with him. Amen. You can't comprehend that with a natural mind. That God always has been and always will be. That's amazing. Thank God. God in his own sovereign plan one day said, I'm going to make and create. Amen. He created in 6 days what we have the account of creation. On the sixth day, thank God, he created the top and the crown of his creation and said, I'll make him in my likeness and in my image. And he made a man. Amen. And he put him on this earth, and his name was Adam. Amen. Adam means, thank God, the red man, the man from the dirt. And God breathed in his nostrils, became a breath of life, and probably was the most intelligent man, amen, that ever lived. That God gave him, and God gave him a wife. And he said, it's good not to be alone. And God brought a wife from his rib, and made he a woman, brought her to the man. Amen. Listen, friend, God even put that in man's nature. Amen. He couldn't find no help meet in an animal. He had to find, thank God, something that God gave him. Amen. And brethren, he gave him the woman. And the woman, thank God, became his wife. And they became one flesh, one. Amen. In one. We're one in God. God. Amen. In the husband and wife. And brethren, listen. Amen. God set them in the paradise of a garden. And brethren, they have trees of the garden. And he said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He told Adam, thou shalt not eat. And the day you do, you'll die. It's a dual tree. There's the knowledge of good and there's the knowledge of evil. It awakened the conscience of man and let him know he was living in perfect paradise. He, my friend, was a perfect man. Amen. God made him that way. He said, what I see is very good and what I created. But one day we don't know, I don't know how long after. Amen. Listen. Thank God. But one day the woman, amen, was attempted. I don't know if that was the first time or not, but he said, the devil did, who being a subtle creature said to the woman, amen, hey, God, did God say, amen, about the trees of the garden, that thou mayest freely eat? And then she said, the tree in the midst of the garden we may not eat, for then the day we eat, therefore we'll die. And God said, listen, God gave Adam that command. Adam had to tell her. It didn't say God did. But I'll say this, are you hearing me? Amen, listen. Hey, brother, the tree, amen, and this is what the devil told her, and he'll tell you this, that you're not going to die. God's got to tell you the truth. God don't want, God's holding back on you. God won't want you to think like, God knows if you eat that tree, you'll be like God yourself. That's the, what the teaching is today. Be your own God. Be your own man. Listen, that's why there's a generation that's coming up. They don't know God. Listen, friend, we're raising a generation. I'm talking about in Baptist churches that know nothing about God himself. They don't know nothing, friend. They're taught a man and they've got facts in their mind, but they don't know the Holy God of heaven. And it's sad because they become their own God. They become their own religion. They become their own ways. And the way that seems right to man is the way of death this morning. Amen. It's sad, but it's true. Brother, and I'm telling you this. And he said, you're not going to die. And the tree being, thank God, good for food, pleasant in the eyes, and a desire to make one wise. Thank God she took of it and ate that fruit. And for the first time, I believe she bit. Thank God, my friend, whatever it was. Amen. Listen, I believe she blushed. Amen. I believe that she got shame in her and gave to her husband and he didn't eat. And when he did, he represented me and he represented you. And sin came into our world that God had made perfect. And ever since then, she's been going wrong. It's because sin entered in. And brother, listen to me. I do not know what all took place in that day. But I'm telling you, are you hearing me? God had a plan, thank God, before it. Because Jesus was a lamb slain before the world began. Knowing that there had to be a remedy. There had to be sin forgiven. There had to be a reconciliation. Amen. He could have put every man in hell and been just, but he didn't do it. He gave his son, thank God, for sin, and one time for sin, and I can be saved. And brother, I didn't know nothing about it. Thank God that it was brought to me. And brother, as good as the fruit was brought to them, thank God the Savior has brought to me this morning. Amen. And that's exactly the way life is. And it goes so fast. Adam lived 930 years and died. Amen. And brethren, you're going to die one day if Jesus don't come. Amen. Every man's going to die. There's no hope outside of the Lord Jesus. And brethren, this morning, amen, the Lord Jesus, amen, came to die for sin. Amen. He did, brethren. He came in the world for that very purpose. He didn't come to set up a kingdom on earth. He come to set a kingdom up in man's heart. And brethren, that's where it's at. Listen, I know this about a kingdom. A kingdom's got to have a king. Amen. And I know who he is. Amen. It's Jesus. Amen. And he said, where's the kingdom set up? Amen. In his realm, in my heart, in my life. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you this. Are you hearing me? Thank God, wherever he is, that's where the kingdom is. Wherever his people are, that's where the kingdom is. Amen. He said, thank God we're servants to the King and His kingdom. Amen. I'm a servant unto the King of the kingdom. Amen. And the Jesus I know is the King. He's called King of kings and Lord of lords. All through the Bible there were kings. Amen. But there ain't but one King that's King of kings and Lord of lords, and His Lord Jesus. And brother, I'm saying this. Thank God, I'm telling you, you better live for Him. Ain't nothing no better, but you're going to face Him. And I'm telling you, better live for Him while you can. Because life's short, and there's just a span of life. And brother, I'm telling you, listen, every day we live, we'll die for Him. Amen. That's right. God have mercy. Amen. Listen, He's coming. He said, I will come again. That's what He told His old men. Amen. You say, that's like that crowd in Peter. He said, where is it? I mean, you've been saying this for a long time. But where is the promise of His coming? And He said, for in such an area, think not. The Son of Man comes. And brethren, there's not many people alert or awake to the fact that we live our life. One thing about it, the Thessalonians knew, amen, that brethren, they didn't have to be alive to go with Him. That He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I know that's going to happen one day. I do not know when, but I know it's going to happen. I know it is, brother. Listen, it's been told in priests, amen, since He left and went back to heaven and sent the Holy Ghost. And brother, that's right it is. Amen. We live by Him. We are His witnesses until He can witness that somebody knows something. Somebody sees something. You don't know unless you've witnessed it. What's the power this morning? The Holy Ghost. He's the power behind the witness of grace. He's the one thing God that empowers the testimony of Jesus Christ to a lost world. That's the only thing, Brother Joe Strogan. But really behind the whole thing was God. Really behind the day you got saved was God. It wasn't something you did. It was what He did. It's the gift of God. It's grace. It's God that does it, friend. Amen. I wouldn't be here if it had not been of the grace of God. But I'm telling you this morning, amen, listen, He's a coming like He said He was. Amen. That's right. He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Listen, if you're not ready, you need to get ready. Amen. It's the word ready means be prepared. That's what it means. Be prepared. Amen. You can be prepared this morning. Amen. That means I'm ready. Amen. That's right. Are you ready? Amen. There's things going to happen in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Thank God this corruption must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Amen. It's swallowed up. Amen. Death's been swallowed up. Thank God the grave has no power over us. Thank God we're safe forever. And brethren, thank God even though we go out to a grave, graveyard and a cemetery. Amen. Have a little service there and have tears and weep over somebody that's left this world. But brethren, that grave has no power over them. Thank God when that call comes for the dead in Christ shall rise first. And thank God they're going to come up. Amen. There'll be a reuniting. Amen. I don't understand all that. But I know, praise God. Amen. I'll come out of the grave if I die. And I know I'll reunite some way, somehow, with the spirit and the soul that God has saved and took with Him. I'm going to be absent from the bodies, be present with the Lord. That's the hope I have. If I didn't have that hope, I'd be of all men most miserable. There is hope, thank God, for them. This morning, this went on before us. Amen. One you put in the grave. Amen. Thank God, and wept and lost them for a span of time. But they're coming, praise God. We're going to meet them one day. There's a reunion day, brethren. There's hope, thank God, this morning. It ain't gone, friend, when you go to the graveyard. Thank God Jesus got out of the graveyard. And we're going to get out of the graveyard. Amen. Thank God for that. Some of the best news ever told, thank God, is when they said He's not here, He's risen. Amen. The angel said that. Why seek ye the living amongst the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Amen. Really, brother, can I tell you this? Whether you believe it or not, if you bury somebody, brother Hobson, amen, put them in the ground, plant them, and I say, amen, they're not there. That's their body there. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Job said, amen. Thank God, the worms eat my flesh. I'm paraphrasing. But yet I shall see God. Amen. I know my what Redeemer liveth. And I shall see him at the last day. Thank God, that's right. He's seen him. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, if you're born again, you got a new life. Amen. That's right. Glory to God, son. Amen. What's bad about dying? Just leaving this world. Paul, in fact, said, for me to live is Christ, who dies gain. That's what he said. I asked God, I say, Lord, I don't want to go yet. I tell him, I don't. But I ain't got the call on it. Amen. It ain't going to change his day. Amen. There's an appointed bounds that Joel Hyatt cannot pass in this life. That's why I want to live to the fullest. That's why I want to listen. Have you ever thought what really matters when it comes to dying? It really don't matter how much money you got, how much, what kind of car you drive. Amen, brother. It matters about who you know. It matters whether you're saved, whether you're born again, whether you know God and He knows you. That's what really matters. When you die.
Yes, sir.
That's right. It's the only thing that matters. That's right, buddy. It ain't nothing matters, really. It matters too, praise God, on what we did with what He gave us. Amen. What we did with what He gave us. Brother, listen. Have you ever just got down this thought? Do you ever think what really matters in life? People's killing one another and everything else over money. Everything's run by money. Amen. The church ought not be run by money, but you got to have it. But the thing of it is, church is not run by, it should never be a business. God have mercy. This is a living organism. It ought not never be a business, Brother Hobson. Amen. We do the business of God, but it ought not be like that. It ought to be one body that loves one another, that walks in faith and loves and helps one another. Amen. That's where the power is, Keith. It's in unity. It's in the unity of the body, brother. There's strength in that. Amen. Listen, when I preached last night before I ever got up, amen, I said, there's liberty in my soul. I'm preached. I'm done. It's just like that. You know why? Because there's unified. A spirit in one body meeting together for one purpose. And that's the glorify God Himself. Amen, brother. And if there's schisms and there's divisions and there's pains, amen, in the body, brother, listen, it'll only hinder the body. Amen, listen, every part's needed. Every part's needed in the body. Amen, when we lose a part, brother, it hurts. Remember, brother Robert, I think about him a lot. Amen, one of the best men I've ever known. Amen, listen, when he left out of here, brother, listen, some of me left out of here. Because that's the way I look at it. Your wife, others just left. Amen. Look at Brother Glenn, how good a man he was. Sit on the back row, and when you come in, he enjoyed and loved the church. And now he's gone. I'm just saying this morning, there's a missing piece, but God, my friend, has mortared this thing together and tempered it together in one family, in one body. That's what it is. And however God does it, He'll do right. He ain't never done wrong, and He never will. There's some things that I don't understand. There's some things I go through and I don't understand, but I'm just saying this. God that puts it together, and God's the God that's in charge. It's His body, His church, and His people, and He let me be part of it. And God wants me to be ready, amen. Thank God He didn't say nothing else but be ready, amen. That's right. You know, people do a lot of things to get ready in the natural life. If you had a relative to come with that, I don't know how you look at things. But some women, they go to the extreme to clean the house. And they make a spick and span, and they'll sit down in their chair and they'll say, when they coming? Amen. Get everything right in your heart with God and keep it there. But I'm telling you, it ain't nothing going to keep him from coming when he comes. You know what that means? When I come, I will not tarry. I ain't stopping off nowhere. I'm coming back. Amen. I ain't, listen, friend, are you hearing me? There ain't no bargaining with God like the brother said last night. Ain't nothing. He's going to change. He's going to be the same who he is. In fact, in Acts 1, he said that while you stand, ye gazing at that one. Ain't God Jesus going up into heaven? He said, that same Jesus. Amen. That same Jesus is going to come in like manner. And he is, brother. Listen. He's coming, brother. He's going to come in like manner. Amen. He will come back to Olivet. That's what it said. He left there and he's coming back to us. Amen, brother. That's the book, friend. Amen. He's a coming. I don't know when, and you don't know when. But I'll tell you the best thing you can do this morning. Ain't God is be alert to the fact he's coming. And brethren, listen. Ain't God, when he comes, be ready when he comes.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Say, preacher, how you get ready? I'd say the best place to get ready is in your prayer room. Amen. Get along with God and just be honest with him. What if you had 24 hours to live? What would you do? If you knew the Lord was coming, or if you had 24 hours. See, if I had 24 hours to live, what's the first thing you'd do, Brother Hyde? Same thing David Brainerd did. Make sure I had interest in the saving blood of Christ.
Good.
And make sure I was right with him. Make sure I was truly saved. Make sure I was right with him.
That's good.
I'd want to know I was right with people that I felt like maybe we had offense or cross words or something. I want to make it right. I don't want nothing in my heart. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Nothing between, amen, if I could help it, thank God, between me and my wife and my family and the church family and them I know in God. I'd want to know everything was right. I'd want to tell them all I love them, wouldn't you? If I knew it was the last day and I was laying on the bed, I'd ask God, I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to leave here. But brother, I tell you, I'd like to be able to speak to my youngins, amen, like I did, like Jacob did, amen, before he pulled his feet up in the bed and died. I'd like to one more time tell them I love them, amen, and go with God, amen, and then exhort them to go with God, amen. Listen, friend, what's more important to you this day? Why did the book of Ecclesiastes writer say? Why did he say that the world and the things of the world's vanity? That means it's empty. No can give you no peace. Amen. Are you ready? That's all I'm going to ask you. Praise God. He said, be ye ready for in such an hour you think not. That means you ain't thinking about it. The Son of Man cometh. He's going to come when you ain't expecting it. Amen. You don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. Amen. You say, preacher, you think he'll come in your lifetime? It's possible. It's possible. Think he's going to come in your grandchildren's lifetime? It's possible because, brother, I'm telling you what. He's going to come when such are you, think not. Amen. He's just a long-suffering God, Jonathan. I guess it's been about 3 or 4 years ago, come January, about 4 years ago you got saved. Just think about this, folks. I'm just using him. I can use myself. Just think if he had come before 4 years ago. Just think if he had come before late 1983. I think that's what Peter means. He's long-suffering usward.
Yes, he is, for sure.
That's right. That means, brother, listen, this little girl here, she's in a state of innocence. You say, what do you think will happen to them, preacher? I think they'll be safe. That's right. Amen. David said, praise, I can't go back to him, and he can come to me. That's what he said. I don't think nobody's held accountable to God till they're accountable. That means when the Holy Ghost, the God, and the conscience of their own inward man reveals to them that they're a sinner. And then they're accountable. Outside of that, you say, what age is that, preacher? I don't know. I don't think there's an age on it. I think that's up to the Holy Spirit working in their hearts. But I'm going to tell you what, she just knows innocence. She knows that little baby doll. That's what she knows. That's her life. Boy, ain't that good. Thank God I told him, young people, this morning, enjoy life, friend. Long as you can. One day you got to get a job. Amen. One day you got to pay bills. One day you're going to run into all kind of troubles. Amen. It's to enjoy it while you're young. Amen. I tell you, friend, that's right. There wasn't no thoughts of that when you was a teenager, Brother Hossa, out there playing basketball, driving them jeeps, shooting deer. Amen. You didn't think about, I got to go home. Amen. I got a lot of accountability. I got a lot of things I got to go do. You didn't think about it. Amen, Brother Key, when you was 15 or 16 playing that baseball. Amen. You just was enjoying life, friend. That's the way every teenager ought to feel. And young person, children ought to feel that way, brother. They ought not have to live under the burden. Amen. My mom and daddy took care of me. Amen. They never asked me to pay the light bill. Amen. They took care of me, praise God. That's the way it ought to be, brother. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. Listen, they got to grow up fast enough, and they got to have their own responsibilities, and they ought to be taught that way. But, brother, they ought not have to live under the bonds of that. Amen. They ought to be taught responsibility. You ought to teach them. They're going to have to work one day, and they ought to be taught to work. Amen. My daddy, he just didn't, thank God. I mean, he taught me I was going to be responsible and work, but he wasn't going to have to go through watching me try to fix something, amen. I told my boy, I said, here's a rally lawnmower. Get out there and mow the yard.
Yes, sir.
We look out there. He's going over stumps and everything else. I said, let him alone. Let him alone. If he tires it up, he tires it up. Well, I'll tell you what, them kids was raised without a television. I'm not preaching against it. I got one now. It ain't made me no more spiritual, but I'm just being honest as I can. But I'll tell you what it did teach them. They had to find something to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what it did. It taught them how to go out and work with their hands.
Yeah.
And taught them how to get out and just enjoy life without having to be entertained. Now you can't have children without entertaining them. It's hard, ain't it? That's true, ain't it? It's the entertainment world. I'm not preaching all against it, but I'm just saying that they ought to have a balance. And they ought to know, thank God, the outside's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Thank God. Put your boots on, go out there and get in the mud, whatever it takes. Just don't come in like that.
Yeah.
But they ought to be taught some things in life, Brother Keith. Yeah. Amen. The Lord's coming, brother. Listen. Thank God we live in our lives like He ain't coming. And that's the way the church is. And brethren, listen, He's gonna come. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready if He came? Are you ready if He came? Are you gonna be one that's taken into judgment like the flood took them people and drowned the whole human race? You say, well, God ought not done that. Brethren, you better be glad He didn't do you that way. Old Brother Aubrey Brown, he's gone to be the Lord. And he told me one time, he said, Brother Hyde, everybody's going to hell. I'm just glad he stopped me on that way. Put up his stop sign of conviction, my soul. Said, Jesus can rescue you. I'm glad for that. There ain't nobody ought not be in hell. I don't care what anybody thinks. Sin put men in hell. One sin makes you a sinner.
One sin.
By one man's what? Sin. Not sin, sin. Death entered into the world. Jesus came and died in that death. Thank God that you could go free from sin. And be saved forever. Thank God. I bless the Lord for that. Amen. That's the true gospel, brother. That's the true gospel. Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures. Rose again the third day. If a man will put, thank God, his heart toward God and seeking Him and believing Him, amen, to the saving his soul, he'll be a new creature in Christ, and praise God, he'll be a thankful person.
Yes,
he was saved by the grace of God. Thank God for that, amen. Are you ready to meet the Lord? He's coming soon. Let's stand this morning. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Brother Redmond, pray for